This is the final call for all international passengers. Please have your passports ready and proceed to the...
Passport time, and it's a long flight, and that means you're hungry. So we're taking you out for dinner. Smells good. Where is that? Well, I can tell you. You know what? I'll just tell you what's going on, and then you can probably guess where it is. Because it's pretty unique. This is a fast-growing phenomenon. They're restaurants, and at this restaurant, you stand up to eat. Could be anything. Noodles, Michelin-quality plates for the masses, everything. Everything in between. Where would that be? Of course, it's in Japan. It's in Tokyo. So I'll need someone to help me appreciate and understand how this started and why exactly this all goes on. And we have someone, a food writer by the name of Rebecca Milner, who's lived in Tokyo for 12 years. She writes dining features for the Japan Times and is the co-author of Lonely Planet's Travel Guides to Tokyo and Japan. Rebecca, is this making it in the next Lonely Planet guide?
Yes, it will.
It has to. It's an extraordinary idea. Where did it come from?
Well, standing restaurants have been around in Tokyo for decades. The typical noodle joints that you'll see in any train station. But the new trend in the last couple of years has been taking that fast food concept and making it go luxe with chefs who have worked at Michelin-starred restaurants turning out fancy French and Italian for standing diners.
What was it that was the impetus behind making this go gourmet?
It was one entrepreneur who already runs a successful chain of secondhand stores, and he created the first one of these. It was called Orde No Italian, and it was a fine Italian restaurant, and it caught on, and within that franchise, there's now, I don't know, maybe 20 restaurants of the same concept in the city, and of course, as you can expect with any trend, a bunch of copycats as well. But I think new things catch on pretty quick in Tokyo. It's a city that really craves new experiences. So in addition to the value aspect, the idea of standing up to eat, it's a novelty as well. It's attractive.
Is it mainly the novelty that's the issue? Because when I think about eating at a Michelin star restaurant, I don't think about standing up at all. I want to sit down so I can take my time, I can enjoy the experience. Once you stand up, everything happens a lot quicker.
Right, but you're still eating good food. And I guess that concept of going to a Michelin restaurant, it's, you know, it's a real luxury, it's a real splurge. And how often can you do that, you know, even in a lifetime if you're an average person? But the idea with these standing bars is you're sacrificing a chair, but you're gaining a much more accessible luxury experience that you could do, I don't know, weekly, monthly.
Raz, in what way is it more accessible? Does the food become cheaper?
Much cheaper, much cheaper. The average bill is maybe about $30 a person, and that's compared to maybe $200 a person.
Oh, God, that's incredible. That savings just out of this world.
You might think maybe, is that chair really worth that much?
No, forget the chair. I've gotten rid of the chair already. If you're going to save me that much money, it's unbelievable. I can eat all sorts of things I'd never be able to eat.
Exactly, exactly.
I wonder, though, whether people like it. Presumably they do. They must. Otherwise, this wouldn't be catching on. But we've got some vox pops here, so some people have told us exactly what they like about it. Let's take a listen.
I figure I'll be standing for 2 hours, so I wore runners.
In the space that a normal restaurant can seat one party, we manage 3, 4, or 5 parties, and we pass those savings on to our customers.
It's so cheap. We drank 2 bottles of wine.
How long have you been waiting?
Oh, about 2 hours.
The restaurant opens at 4 p.m, right?
Yes.
So you thought you'd wait for 2 hours before it opened?
Well, a standing French restaurant is an unusual thing, so it'll be a fun experience.
I love this person saying it's so cheap we drank 2 bottles of wine. Why is it that they can save so much more money by standing up?
It's just pure logistics. I mean, I think you can fit twice as many people in a standing space as you can in a sitting space. And the turnover is maybe 3 or 4 times what would be in a normal sit-down restaurant. Because, you know, when you are paying $200 a head for dinner, like you want to drag out that experience as long as possible, right?
So does it mean that you have a very different clientele going to these restaurants than you normally would?
I think you get a much younger crowd, you know. people who are at the stage in life where they're not even in a position that they could afford the kind of luxury of a Michelin-starred restaurant. And I think they like the idea of not going to their parents' fine dining restaurants.
Is there something particularly Japanese about this? Is there something about Japanese society or culture that means that a restaurant like this would catch on, but it would never catch on in, say, the United States or in Australia?
Actually, I heard that the owner of the franchise is planning to open a restaurant in New York that will be high-end Japanese food, but using the standing concept and the low-price concept. Because in New York, I know some of the most expensive restaurants are Japanese.
Well, in New York, of course, space is at a premium, so standing up makes good sense at the best of times. And yeah. But even then, it would be Japanese food. It would be interesting to see whether or not you could do it with any cuisine.
And here in Tokyo, the restaurants are French or Italian, because in the minds of Japanese diners, that's luxury cuisine. That's something they can't normally afford to eat well on a regular basis. Japanese food, obviously, it's a bit more accessible here.
Are there any other trends emerging in the culinary culture of Tokyo like this that we'll be talking about in a few years?
Well, there's another trend that I think is actually kind of part of a broader trend, and that's this idea of looking at older traditional ways of eating, like the standing noodle joint, and sort of reinventing it and making it something hip and trendy again. Tokyo has these old alleyways where yakitori, grilled chicken vendors set up stands, and the seating might be on stools or beer crates. And these have long been the haunts of, you know, sort of tough old men. But we're seeing these become trendy as well, and drawing in hip young professionals.
You know, is it out in Tsukiji or whatever it is where the big fish markets are and they have the big fish auctions? Do they still have all those amazing sushi restaurants out there?
They do, they do. And the fish market is actually relocating in a couple of years. But I have heard that those restaurants do plan to stay.
Rebecca, a joy to speak to you. Thank you very much. I'm feeling much hungrier now. So you've clearly done your job very well.
Great, thank you.
Rebecca Milner, who's lived in Tokyo for 12 years, she writes dining features for the Japan Times and is the co-author of Lonely Planet's Travel Guides to Tokyo and Japan. She was joining us there via Skype. Waleed Ali with you for RN Drive. Would you stand at a restaurant for, like, serious cuisine? I don't mean takeaway stuff. Serious cuisine. Or do you need to sit down and the tablecloths and the service and the pretentious waiter and all of that? 0418-226-576 or Twitter @RNDrive. I've got to get to the news, though, now. It's 7 o'clock. I'll be back in 5 minutes. We'll see you then.